I'm very hungry. I'm very tired. I'm supposed to be in Dr. Quarry's Shakespeare seminar, but I'm sure I've managed to miss it. Too bad we're doing Midsummer Night's Dream. The upside of this police car is it's warm and I'm not in Chicago. Chicago's finest hate me because I keep disappearing while I'm in custody and they can't figure it out. Also, I refuse to talk to them, so they still don't know who I am or where I live. The day they find out, I'm toast, because there are several outstanding warrants for my arrest. Breaking and entering, shoplifting, resisting arrest, breaking arrest, trespassing, indecent exposure, robbery, und so weiter. From this, one might deduce that I'm a very inept criminal, but really the main problem is that it's so hard to be inconspicuous when you're naked. Stealth and speed are my main assets, and so when I try to burgle houses in broad daylight stark naked, sometimes it doesn't work out. I've been arrested 7 times, and so far I've always vanished before they can fingerprint me or take a photo. The neighbors keep peering in the windows of the police car at me. I don't care. I don't care. This is taking a long time. Fuck, I hate this. I lean back and close my eyes. A car door opens. Cold air. My eyes fly open. For an instant, I see the metal grid that separates the front of the car from the back. The cracked vinyl seats, my hands in the cuffs, my goose-flesh legs, the flat sky through the windshield, the black visored hat on the dashboard, the clipboard in the officer's hand, his red face, tufted graying eyebrows and jowls like drapes. Everything shimmers, iridescent, butterfly wing colors, and the policeman says, "Hey! He's having some kind of fit!" And my teeth are chattering hard, and before my eyes the police car vanishes, and I am lying on my back in my own backyard. Yes. Yes! I fill my lungs with the sweet September night air. I sit up and rub my wrists, still marked where the handcuffs were.